Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our Morning Connection. How are you doing this morning? This Morning Connection podcast, you and me, two like-minded individuals who are not only passionate about our bodybuilding, training, fitness, whatever it is to us, looking good, feeling good, doing what it takes, the working out, the eating, to look good, to feel good. But we're also people who are striving for a higher quality of life. We think about what we really want and how to get it. And this is our morning ritual. This is the time we take for ourselves. We block everybody else out. It's just you and me talking about our lives and what we have to do to develop that higher quality of life with more options, right? Taking that time to sharpen the saw. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast, listening to me with so many people out there offering you advice, blogs, websites. You're taking the time to listen to me. I really appreciate that. Thank you very much. Thank you for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, my highest quality and most effective bodybuilding supplement and sports nutrition line. Whether you want to build big muscles, lose body fat, or you just want to be healthy, Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, I have the supplements that can help you in that process. So if you're listening to this on iTunes, click over to skiplacour.com, check out the links for Mass Machine Nutrition, even see some videos. And if you're on bodybuilding.com, you're just one click away from ordering Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition. Again, thank you so much. So here we are, Friday. How has your week been? We still got one more day of the traditional work week. How has it gone for you so far? We've talked about a lot of heavy subjects, haven't we, this week? It seems like we get into a lot of heavy subjects, a lot of thinking. I mean, that's the way it takes. You know, if you want those things in life that not everybody has, right? You're going to have to think differently and do things differently to make those things happen. Let's go through our daily rituals, right? Our practice, our disciplines, our what we do every single day with Morning Connection podcast. What was that thing yesterday that you did that impressed even you? Are these things, when I ask you these, do you already know these things? Do they come to mind all the time? Or maybe you're in the grind so much. Maybe this is a great place you're in, so they come easily to you every time I ask that question. Maybe you're in a challenged place. Things don't seem as though they're clicking, going as smoothly for you as you'd like. And maybe it's good that I push you to think about those things that even in during a time period or a day that things don't seem like they're going very well, that I push you to think about that one thing that you did, that you pushed past what you would have normally done and impressed yourself, right? So what was that for you yesterday? What was the moment in time yesterday, that one little thing that you said, hey, wow, this is a cool moment, and with everything going on, with everything that I'm working towards, whether they're working out for you at the level that you want or not, you stop and said, wow, this is a cool moment. This is fun. Something made you laugh. Maybe you took some time and enjoyed something that you don't normally. What was that for you? Maybe a conversation. What was that cool moment for you yesterday? Now, this is time to close your eyes and think about that thing in life that you really want. You really want. Again, just making that image. You know, that's what I want to talk about a little today is that image in your mind of where you want to go, who you want to be, how that feels, what the things you want to experience, what your body, what you want it to look like, what all these things that you're working towards, what's it going to look like at the very end? Do you have that clear picture in your mind, how important that is? If you really think about the things in life that you've achieved that, you know, maybe even impressed you, or maybe you don't really realize how significant that accomplishment was. But people tell you all the time, man, you look great. You're so disciplined. How do you, obviously you work out, you look so good. Or man, you got such a great family, your marriage, it's been together for years, and where people get divorced, and you know, you're so good, or you're so good at your job or whatever. Maybe it was something that you don't always put a lot of value on it, because that's just who you are. That's just what you do. But other people stop and tell you, what you're doing is amazing, right? So if you really think about that thing in life that you're great at, whether you realize it or not, but people tell you that, if you think about it, you think about it all the time, and you do have all these images in your mind of it, and you just march to it. Maybe you march to it, and you let other things go in your life, and then those are the things you think about. Yeah, I'm good at that, but look at all these other things that I need to improve upon. The reason why you're great at that thing is because you think about it. You have that mental image all the time. You block out other things, right? So the trick is, how do we do that for the things that will benefit our lives at the greatest level, right? Maybe the things that don't come so naturally to you. Maybe you like them and you want them, but you don't just totally love it like that one thing that you're great at. How do you discipline your mind to start working towards that so you can be great at that thing too? Even though you may not have that same love and desire, obviously you don't, or you would have been marching towards that like those other things, right? How do you discipline your mind to become great at that one thing that you really want to be great at? Doesn't come as naturally. Maybe you don't love it quite as much, but you love it. You know, you like it, right? How do you develop that same mindset to that thing that you're great at that you always designate the time and thoughts and energy for? It starts with that vision, you know, getting really clear on all the great benefits, the sight, sounds, emotion of what that thing that you really want is. And so when I ask you that question every single day, it's just the discipline of just thinking about it and making it clear in your mind and adding new dimension every single day. Pick out a new thing, a way to describe it to yourself when you're visualizing it. You know, I've been doing this now for, I don't know, a couple weeks or so. Time's flying by. This is podcast Morning Connection podcast number 75. 75 days in a row we've been connecting in this manner, right? Are you making that picture more clear? Are you adding new things to it? Is it the same thing every day? Or are you visualizing many things? What is it for you, right? So every single day, we'll just kind of dare to dream, think big, you know, get outrageous, and hopefully your vision gets bigger and bigger and bigger. You get more outrageous in your dream. You want more. You get more courageous. Get outrageous in what you start thinking about that you want. And then you're making the vision clearer with more color, more sound, more dimension. Stepping into that vision, right? Putting the people that you love in that vision. Maybe it's that person that you want to have in your life to share this experience with. Maybe you start adding in what that person might look like, right? Laughter, joy, the sunshine of the day, you know, get that really clear on that vision. Again, that thing that you're really great at, you are doing that. You have done that for a long period of time, whether you realize it or not. So now, how do we do that with the thing that we, that new goal, right? We got to develop that same thought process. But this time, we may have to do it more consciously, right? It's not coming naturally to us, or we would have had it by now, right? So what's that thing? Take a moment right now to think big and visualize that. I'm doing mine right now. All right, so here we are. It's Friday. Talked about some heavy subjects this week, things that we must think about if we want to have that higher quality of life. And now the weekend's coming up, right? So I don't know how it is for you. Do you relax on the weekend? Is it designated? Are you structured during the week and then take the weekends off? Do you do a little bit of work all the way through? And is that the right strategy? You know, think about that for a second. You know, we get in these patterns, we lock in to what we believe is, you know, the right path. We take a lot of time. We're dedicated, we're focused, we're tenacious, and we think, okay, this is the best way to do it. So maybe you decided to work really hard during the week, and then, I don't know, 6 o'clock in the evening, you shut things down with work. You devote that to your family or have fun because you got to work hard, play hard. All right, weekends, you take those weekends off because it's time to play hard, recharge, re-energize, and then get ready to go on Monday. right? If that strategy works out for you, then that's great. Maybe that you work hard, and maybe there's little gaps in times, but you pretty much try to, when your energy is at its best, you think the most clearly, you try to get the most productivity out of yourself. And maybe instead of working 5 days in a row, you work in months in a row. Or you want to have this attitude if you have a longer range vision. This whole year, this is the year to pour it on. Right? I don't know how you do it. But the question, though, is that working at the highest level for you? I know that you had the best intentions when you thought of that plan. And hopefully you did think of that plan. I was trying to think, did I always have a plan like that? Did I always think that way? Probably not. Or did I let my job way back in the days or let circumstances dictate that for me? Was the other events in my life dictating that thought process, or did I control it? So you might want to think about that. But is it working at the highest level? Right? Me personally, I have these big goals where I want to go. What I think, here's the challenge is, you have these big goals, right? That's a big step. You keep those goals listed. You review them. You put them in an obvious place so you can see them. So even if you're not just focused on every single one of them by maybe reading them every single day, at least they're somewhere in your mind and you're always moving towards those goals, right? And so for me, it's like, I love what I do. See, I don't see like talking to you on this podcast. I don't really see this as work. You know what I mean? I'm not sure. And I'm not saying that's a good thing or a bad thing necessarily. I just don't see this as work. But it's something vital in the business plan that I created. All right. The plan that I created to make everything work. Now, is that the right path? I don't know. I guess we'll see, right? By your feedback, by how much you support, my efforts, I guess I'll find that out. But I decided that that's the path to take. And I'm just using like this podcast as an example, right? And I can fill my day, but I don't know, podcasts, Instagram, Facebook. Today's a day where I do one-on-one phone consultations. I got Mass Machine Nutrition. Right now I'm working on, I have like four new products that I'm working on right now. So it's the formulations, it's learning about the product. It's with my, manufacturer to make sure of the highest quality, the taste. I mean, a lot goes into that. And then you have, the labeling and then how you market and sell, even things like how you name it. So a lot of things that I am doing right now to go towards that big picture, right? So, as far as like working hard, again, we don't really worry about working hard. We have to work efficiently, right? We have to, I'd rather work efficiently and elegantly, that everything that I do takes me one step closer to the vision that I have. Hell, I don't care if that takes me 3 hours a day, but it's a productive 3 hours a day with the right decision. Some people might not call 3 hours a day. I do a lot more work than 3 hours a day. But the point, though, is I'd rather work 3 hours a day and everything I do is efficiently taking me to where I want to be rather than, 15 hours a day of things that really don't matter, but they keep me busy. I may enjoy them, right? So I'm constantly evaluating if what I'm doing is the highest and best use of my time. It doesn't matter if I work hard. It doesn't matter if I do a lot of things like this Morning Connection podcast that maybe a lot of people, may enjoy. I may enjoy. I can rationalize all the reasons why this is a good part of the business plan, right? But I can't just put my head down and lock it and just say, this is good. This is going to take me there. Let me just get better and better at this. Let's just make sure I follow through. I can't do that. Because, when you're designing your life, there is no exact path on how to get there. You probably figure that out, right? And good intentions, you're working hard. That's other people telling you what to do and how to do it and what path you should take. I mean, it's nice to get those kind of suggestions. But it's all how you put it together. It's how you spend your time and the things that you choose to do every single day. And so for me, you know, I do what I consider a little bit to a lot every single day, 7 days a week. It's in my plan. And I have it for, you know, periods of time to get me to where I want to go. Right? But I'm just like you. Just because I have that desire, it may not be the right thing. I'm constantly evaluating. And so this weekend, what I'm going to do, I'm going to really take a step back. And I know how important this is. But then when you're caught up in all the things that you do every single day, and you've sold yourself that it's a good use of your time, you know, and if you're getting somewhat the results, and yeah, that's another thing, right, is that isn't it a challenge sometimes? You're working hard, you're doing all the right things, you see yourself moving forward in the direction. You're never going to get to where you want to go as fast as you want, right? There's times where it seems like it's, wow, this is really working out. There's times where it seems like it's not working out. You wonder if you're ever going to get there. And then there's a whole lot in between, and that's probably where most of the time is, right? So, you know, the thing is that how do you know sometimes? Sometimes you just need to keep on keeping on. Sometimes you need to radically change things, right? You know, that's the great thing about my one-on-one coaching is that I talk to these motivated people in all areas of life, and we talk every single week for 30 minutes, same day, same time, every single week. And we do it for 3, 6, and 12-month periods of time. That's the commitment that they make. And you know what I do is the entry level, the 3 months, I make it the very same price as the 6-month period of time. All right, I put it on a sell price because I know some people go, you know, this is what I really need. And they're, you know, afraid to make that commitment. So I do everything knowing that they have to make that commitment. They have to put some skin in the game. They have to invest it. So they do everything on their part to make their stuff happen, right? But I make it the same price as the 6 months so that it makes that threshold a little bit more affordable. And then what happens all the time is that they can jump to from 3 months to 6 months when their 3 months is done, and they didn't pay $50 more a month for that. So I do these things to do whatever I can to make your commitment easier for you, right? But the great thing about that is that, you know, they don't just get into, I don't know, a 3-month period of time or 6-month period of time and assume the plan that they started out with, you know, way back 3 months ago or 6 months ago is the right plan. And hell, it's hard enough just to follow through, right? You create a plan and you follow through for 6 whole months, right? But the thing about it is, like, you know, is that you may not have come up with the right plan 3 months ago or 6 months ago. You might have had the best intentions, the willingness to work hard. You used the most resources and input and your knowledge at that time that doing those things that if you did these things, they would get you there, right? But things, you've never been there. If your goal is ambitious enough, you know, you've never really been to that point that you want to go, right? So you certainly don't have the experience to get to that place that you want to go, or you probably would have been there before. It's just a guess on what you should do every single day, every single week, every single month to get there, right? It's just a guess for all of us, right? So it's always good to have someone to check in with who's experienced getting to where you want to go, or they can just guide you to ask you the right questions so you constantly evaluate your plan, because there's that balance between just putting your head down and keep working the plan and then being mentally and emotionally flexible enough to make sure that you get there, right? And that's that balance. And how do you know? Sometimes it's having that coach that can bounce all these things off you so you can go through that process all yourself. So if you're interested in that type of one-on-one coaching, you know, I have a couple people who are ending their 12-month sessions this month. So I have some openings right now. So send me an email at skip@skiplecore.com to grab one of these spots. You know, you hear me talking on these podcasts a lot of times. about these insights, making you think about certain things. It's a lot more efficient. It's a lot more effective if I can talk to you about your situation. If I hear you with some maybe disempowering thoughts or thoughts that I really think that you need to think about, not telling you what to do, I can ask you, questions to stimulate the right thought based on your situation. And that's one thing. I've always been a student of motivation and reading motivational books and going to seminars. I believe they've been helpful. Definitely made me feel good. I don't know if feeling good is always the best thing sometimes, but they definitely made me feel good. Definitely put me on the right path. But I'll tell you, for all that time and energy, you need somebody who talks to you about a certain, subject of motivation, of determination in life. But you need them to talk to you about your situation, you and your life. I have a particular client that does very well in the particular area of life that he has focused on. Just awesome, amazing, right? But there's, one particular area that is important to him. Or maybe it's not important to him. I don't know if he's really figured that out yet. And he's kind of in between. Like, wow, should I just keep on doing what I'm doing and love every minute? But I feel this inside that I should go back and do that one thing I never accomplished. Right? But, so he can read all the books that he wants, but someone's got to help him figure that out from a different point of view, what's important to him and his life, right? So you can read all the books that you want, but if you don't know how to apply it exactly to your life, you're going to have a real challenge. And I'll tell you, for all the money that I spent for all the motivational seminars and all the all over the world, all of that, a lot of money, a lot of time, and a lot of energy, a lot of effort. And again, I really believe that it helped me. But, from my point of view, if you're the type of person who is into this personal development, like I am, constantly going for more, I would spend that time, I would go back and I would spend that time and I would just find a coach. I would find a coach that I talked to every single week. And I put that plan together and he kept me in check and make sure I didn't forget it. What it is, and like you make this plan, you make these ambitious goals, but you never follow through, and then before you know it, you're not even thinking about it, right? Until something reminds you 6 months later, oh yeah, I had that goal, right? If I had it to do all over again, I would probably put half the money that I spent into the general books and audios and seminars, and I would put half the money, even though it would have been more expensive for that one-on-one type of talk, I would put half the money into one-on-one coaching. That's, again, if you respect what I've accomplished, what I talk about, my level of knowledge and insight, right, that's what I would do, right? Even if it would cost more, I would get the one-on-one coaching. For a lot of you guys, I'll tell you, and I can definitely empathize with you, like a lot of things we talked about, this week, like trust issues and things like that. I'll tell you, you've got it so in your mind that the way you think is the right way to think. And it makes so much sense to you. You are going to always have problems in your life. You are that thing in life that you can't seem to get that intimacy. You wonder why my relationships aren't working or why don't people understand me or why I can't trust people. I'm telling you, you're going to need a lot more than reading a motivational book or listening to this Morning Connection podcast. I'm just telling you. And I did too. I needed one-on-one time, right? You need one on, and I'm just telling you, and I'm not being negative, right? Breaking through lifelong ways of thinking. And I know many of you guys don't even realize it because I know I didn't realize it, right? It's going through all this journey, overcoming some things, continuing to overcome things that I can see some things. I'm just telling you, you are going to have a very hard time breaking out of that way of thinking because it makes so much sense to you. You made it work to a certain extent. You are not going to be able to do that alone. Man, that sounds negative, right? I didn't do it alone. I'll just tell you that. I did not do it alone, right? You need someone. And I use the analogy, like there's your challenge up in front of you or the, challenge. That's one thing. Or there's that place that you really want to be. And there's something blocking you from getting there, right? The way I look at coaching, counseling, therapy, whatever, is that you got someone who's qualified, who has insight, that they're just in this for you. It's not like, you know, your friends, they got their own thoughts and biases. You know, if you say, oh man, how can I get to the gym more often, right? If they don't think that's important, they're really not going to step into your mind. How can we create this structure in your life? And what do you really want? I want you to visualize the body that you want. You know, nobody cares that much about your life. They got their own lives, right? And certainly if they don't work out, right, they don't value that, how can they, you know, it would take an extraordinary friend to spend so much time talking to you about you creating value in your life or something that they don't put value in, right? You need someone who their job, whether you have to pay them or not, really, I'm serious, you know, that their job is you. So it's both you and them concentrating on you and your challenges or that place you want to go. But the analogy that I use is, just say your challenge is over there across the room, or that place you really want to go is across the room, and you just know you're not putting everything together on how to do that, right? You need two people, you and that qualified person, just arm in arm, saying, okay, hey, Joe, let's both look at this problem. Let's talk about that. Well, this is what I think. And then that qualified person goes, interesting, but what about this? They go, that's interesting, but this is the way I do it. I go, well, how's that working for you? Whatever it is, it's this conversation, you and that person who's really dedicated to helping you succeed, talking about you and your conditions and both looking at your challenge. Not, you know, you ever have those conversations with people where you're talking to them and you can just tell they can't wait till you're done talking so they can talk about their experience, right? What's the use of all that? You talking over and over again with a person like that who really, you know, again, good person, but they don't really care. It's not their job to solve your problems. And even if they want it to, are they qualified enough? Or are they just coming from their own bias that may make you, don't worry about that. Okay, I won't worry about that. And there's no sense of you saying it one more time. You've already said it to yourself 5 million times in your head. You just now have the same challenge. You don't know how to get to the other side. And now you said it 5,000,001 times in your head, just cementing it further, right? You need someone who is really concerned about you. That's their job, whether you're paying them or not. And all they talk about is you and your challenge, right? That's how you're going to get through, especially some of these, these limiting beliefs. I tell you, in this fitness world, I see a lot of the things that drew me into fitness, which made me awesome at fitness. And I see you guys are into that same pattern. And just like me, you're getting some success or more and more success. You're setting your size up to this path that you said this is going to create enlightenment. Or if I have this muscles or this or that, that's going to bring me happiness. And you're going down the same path maybe I was years and years ago. You're working hard to achieve the same level of success that I have, and if you'll be lucky if you do that, right? And then I already know you're going to come to the point where, that doesn't work, right? And see, that's what I'm trying to do with all these. I'm trying to help you use my experience. How can you excel and enjoy the process of what you're after? But just make sure that you put all that energy and effort that you really hit the bullseye. You really hit the thing that you want. And that's what I'm going to do this week. Take a step back. Try not to work so much with the day-to-day grind. I'm just going to with my wife. We're going to sit down and really invest the time to sharpen the saw and really, you know, create that new version of where we want to go, the new version of it. Because if you get clear on that, right, and all the reasons why, what you do every single day, it might totally change. Right, you won't be just doing the day-to-day grind that makes you feel good, but for whatever reason, it's not getting you any closer. You know, or you might just get energized and more optimistic about everything that you do every single day. But it really, you know, starts with that clear vision. Sometimes you got to take a step back and really, really define that. It'll really, and that's a constantly changing thing, but it will really make your day-to-day efforts make more sense. You'll either have more passion, but most importantly, they'll be more effective in the big picture, right? So let you know how that goes. Hey, enjoy this last day of your work week, I guess it is, and enjoy your weekend. But we'll connect again tomorrow. Have a great day. And again, yeah, like I said, we'll connect again tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition. Hey, shoot me an email if you're interested in that one-on-one coaching. Skip@skiplacour.com. Skip@skiplacour.com. I'll see what I can do to work you into my schedule. All right? Have a great day.